Hey folks, this is Frank from the Nonproductive Network, wishing all of you a happy birthday 2020. That's not what anybody says. A happy new year from everyone here at Nonpro. Yeah, that's it. In this new year, we need your help to make our network better than ever, just by answering a few questions. Go to non-productive.com/survey and tell us a little bit about what you want from our shows. And you can enter for a chance to win a fabulous thank you prize and, of course, get the opportunity to sound off about everything you think about our station. Once again, that's non-productive.com/survey, and thanks for all your support.
Testing, testing, hot outbound car, 1, 2, 3, 4. Johnny, here? Lower your right shoulder. Go!
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conti and Louis Fats.
Welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, Bensonhurst Bombers, and all the Joe Lustigs of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conti, and my pal, Louis Fats.
Poor little pizza, ain't good for nothing.
The only discussion-based podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the Nonproductive Studios in Clifton, New Jersey. Subscribe to the show where you get your podcast if this is the first time you're listening. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review. And the home base, of course, is on the Nonproductive site, which is non-productive.com/honeymooners. And don't forget to like our Honeymooners Facebook. Flub it a week. There it is. We got to remember to play that next week. Like our Honeymooners podcast Facebook page. Top hand dress Pandra. What's going on, Lou?
Joe, we're back.
Yeah, it's been a little hiatus.
Yeah, we only did one in a month. We just had one. Yeah, because I was away on the 4th of...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I went away on the 4th of December.
Yeah, so we did one at the end of November, yeah. And then we did the Christmas show.
Christmas when we took off. We said we decided we're going to wait till the new year.
Yeah,
And pick it up from here.
Of course, and I hope everybody had a great Merry Christmas and a great New Year.
Yes.
And people really loved the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And I liked it too.
I did too.
You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
Gil is a complete lunatic.
I
love him.
Gil.
So much fun with Gil. And he was so into the, what episodes were played for the marathons and all that.
Yeah.
And we did, it was like an hour and 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was, nobody complained.
No, nobody complained. Even when I listened to it like, 48 times like I normally do. And the hour just went by. The hour went by.
It went by nice.
Yeah.
So happy New Year to everybody. And I hope you guys all had a great, happy Yuletide.
Happy Yuletide.
And all that kind of stuff.
Hope you got some nice gift certificates from Wallace's department store.
Yes. Exactly.
From all your Uncle Leo's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
All your rich uncles.
Yeah. And hopefully now you can take whatever money you got out of the little, what is it? The thing with the 2000 matchsticks.
The secret compartment.
Yeah, the secret compartment. Yeah, that's where Ralph hid his $22. To
if you're all enjoying your orange juice.
So we have a fun show for you today.
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to start off with a voicemail.
Yep.
We got a voicemail, and it's from our pal Joy.
Oh, Joy's great.
Joy's great.
Joy is great.
She helps run the Facebook group, the Raccoon Lodge.
Yeah, Raccoon Lodge. She's the admin, right?
Yeah. She's one of the admins.
Yeah.
With Brother Norton, and she left us a voicemail, and here it is. Here it isn't. There we go.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Louie. This is Joy. I'm the co-admin for Edward Norton's Honeymooners Raccoon Lodge. I finally got a chance to sit down and listen to episode 24, the Christmas extravaganza show.
Yes.
One of the questions that you had asked is, what happens in other states that aren't in the New York, New Jersey areas? Unfortunately, I'm in Pennsylvania, and there is nothing shown on as far as, like, Saturday Night Honeymooner episodes. So even though I take the time to let the group know that are in the tri-state area, I try to follow along using either my DVDs or YouTube. But I did want to let you know that this was a great episode. I appreciate you taking the time to go over your usual 30 minutes. And one of the things I did want to mention about the marathon was, I know they couldn't play all of them, but one that I was very surprised they didn't play was A Man's Pride. I think that may have been the last episode of the Classic 39.
Yes.
Which right. happened to be very mm-hmm. funny. You know, I'm an assistant plumber. Anyway, wanted to wish you guys a very happy new year and hope you had a great Christmas. And I'm sure I'll be speaking to you soon. RX for now.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
Thanks, Joy.
That,
she's
of course,
great.
Is Joy from the... runs the group. She's part admin of the group for whoops. All right, and
that hurt.
Yes, she runs the Raccoon Lodge, one of the great honeymooner groups on Facebook. If you're not part of it, it's just the Raccoons Lodge on Facebook.
Yes.
So, but yeah, she made a good point about the man's pride.
It is
really a great episode.
It is a great episode. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, look, we all know that they're all fantastic, but that one is very good, and it happened to be the last one, and they didn't know it was going to be the last one, obviously. There's a lot of shows that had they didn't know it was going to be the last one, and it just kind of just...
They just thought it was the last of the season, and then we're going to pick up again next year, but they never did.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. You know. So, all right. Well, we have... a new
And now the Honeymooners Podcast presents
It's not in the top hand print hand drawer
The Flub of the Week.
All right, we got a new Flub of the Week.
Not counting Joe's from earlier.
No, not mine from earlier, but now this one's an interesting flub.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know what? We'll just play it.
Just play and see.
It's from the golfer.
The golfer, yeah.
It's when Alice upsets him when they were practicing. Mm-hmm. And now Ed is trying to calm Ralph down. And this is what he says.
What do you want me to do? Sign an affidavit with a notary republic or something?
Okay. So now, obviously, what do you want me to do? Sign an affidavit with a notary republic or something? Now, it's supposed to be notary public. But. We were talking about this. This is an unusual flub because he had no shot of saying that right.
Yeah.
No way.
And
this isn't because of not rehearsing. This isn't anything. if you're saying notary public.
Yes, which is
and you're saying
the proper way.
The proper way a notary public. If you're saying that and you're saying it in a screaming fashion in a very loud
And he's upset.
Yes.
He's, you know, he's flying off the handle like he always does.
Exactly. There's no way you're going to say notary public.
Notary public.
It's.
I just can't say it.
Yeah. It's really hard to say.
Loved it.
Because you really have to say no. And what he ended up saying was notary republic.
Yeah.
Because I guess the only other way he would have flubbed it was a notary public.
Yeah.
But that's actually correct.
Yes.
Because it actually sounds like nota. Republic,
yeah.
But it's notary public, but he's like, well, yeah, notary republic or something. And you can't blame him.
Sounds like a country.
Exactly. He should have used, something
the
else.
Notary republic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what do you want
South
me to do?
America.
He could have said, what do you want me to get an affidavit and get it notarized?
That's what he should have. That would have been the way.
Probably he wouldn't have flubbed it.
No, wouldn't have flubbed it.
But it's still, you know, I mean, it's such a small flub.
And, but it's great.
But we're allowed to... goof on it because
that's what we do,
and that's and we love them. So, but yeah, it was a cute little flub.
It was great.
but
and Joe, you happen to be a notary republic, aren't you?
I was.
You were.
Yeah, I was a notary republic. Yes. And yes, and and the, for the Republic, yeah. For the Notary Republic, which it stands, one nation, under God. So now we wanted to go into doing something else. It's something new, but we have a little intro for it.
Of course. And we have intros for everything now.
Yes, we do. They all seem to have something in common.
Common, yeah.
And now, from the observation deck overlooking the jump.
That's not the right one.
No.
What did I do? I got the wrong one. Here we go.
And now, from the observation deck overlooking the Johnson Building at 328 Chauncey Street, the Honeymooners Podcast presents Louie's Observations.
Yeah. Do you guys notice all the intros all have something in common?
Pace by the best. Our first one of 2020.
I started off with the flub. I'm coughing.
We're getting everything in this first episode. We've got nothing left for the next.
I played the wrong intro. I played it without the music. You know what? We should just X out this. We should just RX out of this whole thing and just start this whole thing over. But Louis
are part of it.
Louis has another great observation. And it's from the episode Young Man with a Horn.
Young Man with a Horn.
Right?
Right.
And I think I messed this up because now, because I played that, I don't have the Young Man with the Horn ready.
Okay, well, we'll just talk.
Anyway,
get ready.
Yes, Young Man with the Horn. Yeah. And it's when the Gunthers.
The Gunthers come over.
Yes.
Yeah, the Gunthers.
And Young Man with the Horn. Here we go.
Here we go.
And hold on, I'm just going to...
Ooh, we're going good. 2020 start off great. The spirit of Uncle Leo.
Yeah, really.
It's like it penetrated our souls and said, "You want to make fun of me?" Designing
things. Okay, so now the Gunther's about to come into the house.
Yes.
And we've noticed a couple of things.
Actually, noticed another thing when
we didn't realize.
Until we were watching.
Here we go.
Never stuck with anything. Never hit the high note. I might have been the guy that built the Empire State Building if I'd stuck at that. Come in.
Excuse me. My name is Gunther. This is Mrs. Gunther.
She doesn't have a first name, obviously.
We're sorry to intrude, but I wonder if we could ask a favor of you.
What is it?
Well, maybe you'll think this is silly, but...
You see, we used to live in this apartment.
You used to live here?
Yes, many years ago. Yeah, this was our first home after we were married.
How about that, Alice? They used to live here.
How nice. Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm afraid you think us terribly sentimental. But this is our 40th wedding anniversary, and we wondered if we could take a look about the place.
Well, you're basically in there right now.
I mean. Yeah, really. I left a dollar under the bureau. I wanted to know if I could still get it.
August. Hasn't changed a bit.
Which is a great joke.
Oh, great joke.
Yeah.
August. Mrs. Gunther.
August Gunther. You're not the August Gunther that makes the donuts, are you?
I am.
Are you that guy? They're my favorite donuts. I eat them all the time.
I'm glad you like my product, Mr. Crandon. Well, dear, have you seen enough?
I suppose this place must have a lot of memories for you.
Oh, yes. We were very happy here.
Would you like to see the other room?
May I?
Hi. Okay.
Here's the view from the back. Still blocked by that laundry?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, they tore that laundry down. Now you can see the kitchen of the Chinese restaurant.
Better view.
All right. So.
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
All right.
I love this.
All right, here we go. This is the observation. Okay. So. All right, Joe's sitting right across from me now.
Right.
Joe, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm 63 years old, right? Okay, now. And you see how I look, right?
Right.
You know, I think I'm a young-looking 63.
Yes, okay? Absolutely.
All right, now. So now the Gunthers are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, which means this is 1956.
Right.
So they got married in what? 16?
1916. The year that Ralph was born.
Jackie Gleason was born.
Right.
So now, look at them.
Yes.
When did they get married? When they were 70? They're like 110 years old.
They're very elderly. And... And like you said, back then,
everybody got married. But you got married young back then.
You were like 18. A girl, if she was 23, 24, not married, she was already a spinster.
Right.
It was there's something wrong with her.
So you figure, if they got married at 23,
yeah,
they would have been my age.
Yeah.
Look at her and look at me.
I know. If you could only see Louis. they look like Louis'
great-grandparents
right now. She's
like ancient.
I know.
Now, Joe said maybe, I don't know, second marriage, but I doubt it.
Was she
a gold digger? Was she trying to, did she up August Gunther's life insurance policy?
Maybe, he's an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur,
Put some antifreeze in his donuts, trying to get rid of him.
Mrs. Gunther. Why is there rat poison in the bureau?
We have rats. We have rats, August.
How old were they when they got married?
I know.
Now we always say this about the show. They never were accurate in things with numbers, especially with numbers. When it came to numbers,
they probably just went with what sounds about sometimes because 40 years is a good number because. It's long enough,
right?
That oh my god, it was that long ago,
right?
And then, but it's not 70 years, which wouldn't even sound right.
Yeah,
in 50 years, you'd probably be like, this building wasn't even there.
You don't know. 40 years sounds right, but if they were doing, they could have made the couple a little younger.
Yeah, yeah. Or they could have said we celebrated our. That would have made it even worse. Yeah. If I would have said if it was 25 years.
Yeah.
Because then, when did they
get married?
When they were 50 80. And 55. But, now you also had a great observation.
Yeah.
We just thought of it.
We were playing the bit here just to refresh our memories and we caught something in here.
Yeah. He says, I admire you, Mr. Cramden.
Right. Now, Ralph never introduced himself.
He never introduced himself. Like he would have said, this is Mrs. Cramden.
Yeah, like people are like Joe. I can't see Joe introducing his wife as, this is Mrs.
This
Conti.
This is Mrs. Conti, yes. hang on, she's making my dinner. I'll see if she can come in and say hello. But it was a different time.
But they did that. But the thing is, he's never said, Ralph never introduced himself I'm the Cramden. Now we're saying maybe he got his name off the mailbox. We don't know.
Right.
But he would have said that when he came in.
Yeah.
Pardon me, Mr. Cramden?
Right, right, exactly.
But he never said it.
Right. I'm guessing that if he did, he Googled Ralph. He Googled the address. Gunther Googled the address at Gunther's Bakery. Because he had Wi-Fi in the bakery.
Yeah, the bakery.
He had a little iPad.
Free Wi-Fi.
And he tried to call, but there was no number. Yeah, so that was an interesting little thing.
That was an interesting little thing there, the Gunthers.
And oddly enough... I'll just share this with everybody. And I told Louis, I get these emails every day of words. You learn different words and stuff like that. It's like a genius.
Word genius, I think it's called.
Word
something like that.
Right? Yeah. And today, my word was August.
Is that amazing?
And oddly enough, it's not just...
The month.
It's not just a month. It's number one. Definition, inspiring admiration by displaying great dignity or grandeur. Or number two, proper noun, the eighth month of the Gregorian calendar.
Okay.
And here's my question. Where is August as in a donut entrepreneur from the 50s in Brooklyn, New York? Where is this?
Word genius.
Very upset.
Write word genius in the morning.
I'm very, very upset.
August, that's funny. And that was coincidence. Because we were discussing we were going to do this for today.
Yes.
And that just happened to be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So,
August Gunther and Mrs. Gunther.
And Mrs. Gunther, yes. And I remember, I know I should pause and look this up real quick, but I remember looking up their ages, and they did not look. I remember that because of course I had to.
Oh, you mean just looking up the actress and actress ages?
Yeah.
Okay, just to get a gauge of how old they actually were.
And if I remember, they what is it? Young man with a horn.
Young man with a horn.
If I'm not mistaken. They didn't look their ages. It couldn't have been right. It couldn't have been right because, cast, let's see. Charles, all right, August Gunther.
Yeah, he played two people.
All right, he died 1958 at 76. So he was 70.
So he's 74 because this is the 1956. This
right.
Is the
so
second.
He
yeah.
Was, and but if I'm not mistaken, Nell Harrison. This doesn't make any sense. No way. Nell Harrison. They have to have this wrong. This is what I remember.
Right.
She died in 1981.
Okay.
All right. How old do you think she should have been in 1981?
And she, this is 56. She looks like she's ancient. I would have to say she's got to be like 112.
82.
Hey, oh my God.
So they're, dude, so they're, there's no way. This is incorrect because that means
she's 55?
She was, no, she 56. Was, she wait, was wait. Born in 1898, it says.
Oh, it would have Ernesto de Quisto.
Yes.
When
go, yeah, okay. So that means she was 58 years old.
No, when she makes,
there's no way. She's not 8 years older than I am right now. And she's not 7 years,
younger,
6 years younger than what
me.
You are. She's everybody's great-grandmother. That's why I think, you know what? And you have to realize, when you, because he was born in 1876. 1882.
Okay.
Which, all yeah, right, it makes okay, sense. Yeah, 74. Yeah, yeah. But she, there's no way that that she could have been 50... What?
Well, it was in 1898, so she would have been, 56, 58?
58? No way. No, and this is the thing. It was so long ago, it wasn't even in the 20th century, so they probably didn't have them.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have had to blow the dirt off of her birth certificate to even see. I mean, she probably wasn't even born in a hospital.
No.
She was probably born in dirt somewhere. They just dug a hole, and then they just, she was just
the,
born
somebody
right
got
there.
The proverbial hot water.
Yes,
like whatever
exactly,
that
yes.
did.
Boil some hot water.
Water. Like, okay.
Right.
You know what? Burn the baby to death.
You know what? Get some hot dogs. We'll make some hot dogs. Apparently, they needed to cook when somebody was born back then. But I remember that.
Okay.
And I said, there's no way. There's no way that she was 58 years old. And
it can't be. Can't
she
be.
Was it's an old, elderly woman.
Woman. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yep. Well, I remember that.
That's okay. That's our observation.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
The Gunthers. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So that was the Young Man with the Horn, which I liked it. I like Young Man with the Horn.
I know.
Oddly
you
enough,
said a lot of people don't.
In one of the
surveys, I think
Honeymooners groups,
right.
It is the, if they all put like which was the show they liked the
least,
this was the number one show.
Wow. Okay.
And I find it kind of strange.
Yeah.
A lot of people say because it was very... real, mm-hmm. And it was very sad.
Sad, yeah, that he's, he's trying to make it something of himself, and
right,
it's not.
Right, but
it's not happening.
That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it was, very real to life, and it was a little down, but hey, he still was like, hey, I'll do it, and she was there for him, which is, the whole concept of the
couple
whole.
Of good lines, though, in that one, in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
How would you like a sock and you, and,
Gabriel.
Gabriel, just
are you going to
stare back at this could be messy, you're going to be messy in about 5 minutes, So there are great, if I say, great lines in it.
Absolutely, yeah. And then it was the sad little bit.
Yeah.
And when Ed Norton, Fickle Finger of Fate.
Fate, yeah.
I and always remember that from when I first started watching it. Fickle
Finger
of Fate.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
All of it. And even when he goes, you're going to play that song again?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'll
bring the stuff down
I'll
the
bring
basement.
The stuff
yeah,
down
yeah,
to the basement. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the Reveille in his ear. I mean, that Reveille song, that's great. Yeah, it's just great.
Absolutely.
There are things. And then, like I said, it turns into that sad thing
at
the end,
But, I guess. It was a little because it was more specific in what he was failing at.
Yeah,
But
he just failed again.
I still think
Ralph Graham.
It was great.
He's
it was great. Yeah. Before we go, I'm going to give you the choice of what we can do.
Right.
About the song. Put it this way: about the song that we use all the time.
Right.
About that in that episode, or the list. Okay. On the wall.
All right.
Or the go-to episode.
I think we should discuss the go-to episode.
Okay.
And yeah, Joe, explain it, Joe, to, you know,
okay, yeah, because we're at like 23 minutes. Yeah, but I figured we could do this real quick. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, the list would take too long. That's an episode in itself.
Okay. Somebody, I wish I could remember the name. Yeah, I apologize. Okay, yeah. Somebody had a great question on the Honeymooners, on our page.
I think it was on our page.
But it was also, it might have been on the group too.
Yeah.
But I think it was on our page. It might have been Norm. No, you know what it is? I think it was Ira. I think it was Ira.
It? Whoever might it was.
Have been. We apologize. Yeah, yeah. We're not sure.
Yeah.
But Ira's been.
We're never sure.
Yeah, we're never sure. but somebody had a great question. They said, if you were showing somebody the Honeymooners for the first time, which episode would you show them to get them hooked on the show? And first, Louis' thought was Palomine,
which is
my favorite.
Because
that's your favorite show. Favorite. And I was thinking Brother Ralph or Mamba Loves Mambo.
Yeah.
But we discussed it beforehand.
We did.
And we both agree.
Because we were saying to ourselves, like, no, like Joe's saying to me, no, Palomine, my favorite Palomine's not the one to use. And then I said to him, no, yours isn't.
Right.
So because then we put our,
they were like a little too busy.
You know, we put our heads together. And
and there's nothing in there.
Nothing there. Go to Vienna and trying to. And we actually decided on in this discussion.
Yeah.
The very first episode.
TV or not TV.
Here you go.
Yeah. And it makes sense on why that would be the first episode.
Right.
Because it encompasses the basis of what the show is.
It's the perfect intro to the series.
Yes.
It's the
four characters.
Four characters, one room.
Yeah.
And the personalities come out.
Yes. You have Ralph being very cheap.
Cheap. Yep.
And very, you know, I don't know what the word is, like being very... not empathetic, but almost like apathetic.
Apathetic,
like,
whatever. Yeah,
whatever. Doesn't care.
He doesn't care what Alice
care
wants.
Alice lives in this waller, whatever you want to call it, and he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
As long as he can go bowling
and shoot pool and go to the lodge.
And you see Alice, where you see her as a strong, independent woman.
Yes.
Who is still endearing to her husband, but doesn't take his crap.
Right.
And then you see, of course, Ed Norton.
Ed Norton.
And the fact that he's wacky and he watches kids shows and puppet
and
shows and makes these 6 foot sandwiches. And you also see Trixie.
See Trixie. She comes in. She's actually, we say, Joe, she actually has the first spoken word.
Yep.
Spoken word. That's insane. Because Alice is the first character to appear.
Yep.
And she's humming.
She's humming.
She's humming. You may hear a word to a song, but she's really not speaking to any. So Trixie has the very,
very first
line
in the
series.
In the original 39.
Which is great.
And you know what? It was almost like that episode encompassed what you're going to see.
You're
going to
see. Oh, you even said, Joe, there's a fat joke in there. What am I, a mountain climber?
Yes.
So you get the fat joke coming in.
Yeah, you get the fat joke.
You get them
him
two
calling
buttonheads.
Him a nut.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he uses the word nut, but, you know, a space cadet.
Yeah,
cadet,
yeah.
I'll cut up your air supply.
Great line.
And just, and Alice with her speech, like she does that great rant.
Yes.
I want to see the Liberace. Yeah. I want to look at Liberace. Right. So I think TV or not TV is the one you show. If you want to get somebody
perfect hooked. Intro, perfect first,
right?
Episode.
I'm glad we thought of it to make that the first one that everybody saw.
Yeah, really.
not Gleason
we did.
Yeah, we were the
65 years later.
We're geniuses, I tell you.
Just in our boardroom here. We had a board of directors meetings ourselves, and we came up with TV or not TV.
That's right. Well, listen. That is our first episode of the year, episode number 25.
Yes. Okay.
I think I mentioned that in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did I? I don't even know. But we'll be back in our regular rotation. If we do forget, or not forget, but once in a while, if something happens where we miss a week, but we'll post it on there that we're not doing a show or whatever.
Right.
But I think that's it, right?
Do our trivia? We'll get our one trivia question in?
Of course.
First trivia.
I forgot. Guys, first trivia of the new year.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, here we go.
What did Alice give Ralph for his birthday? Being that we're just coming off the Christmas episode. And
okay.
She gave him the bowling bag ball.
Bowling bag ball.
What did she give him for his birthday?
You don't see.
She mentions it to Trixie. And then she does give it to him at the end.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Because he doesn't open it.
No. He just takes it, and I think, wow. I think he does a baby, you're the greatest deal.
Right,
because she remembered his birthday.
Right.
After he blew everything with Andre, and
she just comes out with the gift. Get out of my way.
Yeah, it's just happy birthday, Ralph. And he's sitting there at the table with that impish look on his face, poor soul look.
The poor soul character. Yeah. Right.
And he doesn't open it. He just takes it. But she mentions to Trixie what she got him.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, a new belt.
You got it.
That's right. That's right, because if this doesn't work, you have to go to bobby pins, right?
Safety pins.
Safety pins. Back to safety pins.
Because I think Trixie says, well, you can get a bigger size. She goes, there is no bigger size. See, after this, it's back to safety pins. Yeah. A belt.
Ah, very good. What a great question.
Yeah. That was a good one.
That was a really good one. You got me for a second. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Joe, think we can mention our thing? Or we want to hold that off with the belt? In Dial J for Janitor.
You know what? Let's just mention it real quick.
Oh, we're going to keep you right on the suspenders.
Yeah, yeah.
We were noticing that in Dial J for Janitor, he's wearing the overalls, his overalls for his janitor's job.
Yes.
He's wearing a dress belt. Not hooked up to anything, just wrapped around his waist, like he's got some tools hanging, just wrapped around his dress belt.
Belt.
It must have been the one she gave for his birthday.
And it was one of the episodes where we noticed, because we were discussing how his weight fluctuated, and he looked the biggest in that episode.
He was huge.
Yeah, yes. There were a couple episodes where you looked and it's a certain angle, and you look and you're like, he's a big guy, but the belly wasn't as big.
Even in Oh My Aching Back, he's huge.
Yes,
because when remember they're wearing their bowling jackets, their Raccoon Lodge official bowling, and he puts it on. This thing doesn't even like go underneath his. It's like laying on top of his stomach, and he keeps on pulling it down and pulling it down, and it ain't working.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everybody for giving us a listen. Episode number 25 in the books. And happy New Year, everybody!
Yes, everyone.
And don't forget to if you share the episode with friends, tell people about the show, and. If they want to binge it, they can binge it. And obviously, we always tell everybody the show really, it starts, I'm not saying it starts off slow, but it's a little slower when we first started. The first couple episodes, we were kind of figuring out, and the show has really developed into what we're doing right now.
Yeah, we're doing now.
And it's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
So,
hope everybody out there is enjoying it too.
We hope so too. Yeah. So
keep emailing us and
the email
bangzoom1956@gmail.com.
Yep, and then if you want to leave the voicemail, you could call our hotline, which is 240-442-2635. And that is also for my other show, but doesn't matter because I'm the other one that listens to the voicemails. And then if you leave a voicemail like you heard today, we'll play it on the air.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget, I also have my other show, The Conti and Kenny Show, which I do every Monday night. And now I'm doing another show with an absolute lunatic, the Reverend Bob Levy, who people might remember him from being on the Howard Stern Show years ago. And it's called When the Levy Breaks, if you find it on Battle Chats Network on YouTube. You can check me out on there. Be warned, it's nothing like this. So, but thank you, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Night, all.